Now, we've played various versions of this over the last couple of weeks. We played Bing Crosby and, I think, Dermot O'Brien. But you know this song so well. Listen to how Anne Breen sings it. Lovely voice of Anne Breen there, singing the praises, and why not, of Galway Bay. We move from Galway on the west, right over to the east again. Now we're almost to Dublin, but just south of Dublin is the County Kildare, a very flat county. It's well known for anything to do with horses. Of course, you've all heard of the Curragh Racecourse here in Ireland, one of the most famous racecourses in the world. And along with the racecourse, there are many other breeding stables and training outfits, what have you, all dealing with horses. Curragh means flat, and when it comes to land, that is. And here, Emmett Spiceland, I haven't played this track for a while now, are singing the praises of the Curragh of Kildare. Listen to this. I think the harmonies are beautiful in this.
The winter, it is past. summer's come at last, and the birds, they are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad, for my true love is far. Straight I will repair to the parochial lair, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. The rose upon the briar by the water running clear brings joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine is not at rest, for my true love is absent from me. And straight I will repair tidings of my dear. A livery I'll wear, and I'll comb back my hair, and in velvet so green I will appear, and straight I will repair to the experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, a woe that no mortal can cure, and straight I will repair to the
Geshthukt sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Ballard. Thank you. James Galway and His Friends and When You and I Were Young, Maggie. And one of the main streets in Cork is Patrick Street. And coincidentally, that's the name of this next group that I'm going to play for you now. It's a track called Newmarket Polka. And I defy you to dance to this. Well-deserved applause there for Patrick Street and their version of Newmarket Polka. And I think the Newmarket referred to there is the Newmarket in County Cork, not the Newmarket in the UK. Now, here's a bunch of lads who are really very talented. I play them on the programme every so often, but I'm a bit excited because this week I got a new album of theirs. And I'm going to play you a track from it. The track is a track that we all know so well. Well, most of us do. It was recorded by a number of people, including Sharon. Shannon had a go and one or two other people. But listen to how the High Kings treat Galway Girl. And this will set your feet tapping, unless you're driving in the car or in the bath.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's
dance a fella to tune. Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the Salt Hill prom with the Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down of a day I hate. Asked me up to her flat downtown of a fine top D.I.A. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings and their version of Galway Girl. And now for another group of young Irishmen, it's the Irish Rovers. The Irish Rovers, taken from that great album that they recorded in Pasadena. I let them explain.
This next song comes from the city of Belfast, and we better explain it to you, well, to most of you anyway, before we sing it, otherwise you won't understand a bloody word of it. It tells the story of a man who falls in love with this girl and eventually marries her, much to the approval of the girl's mother, because the mother knows that this boy owns a little farm and has quite a bit of money coming to him. But then halfway through the song, she finds out that he spent all his money before the marriage. So her mind changes about him, and then all hell breaks loose. It's called Mick McGuire.
My name is Mick McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a girl that I admire. She was Katie Dunleavy. She was fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mommy say, Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire, and he's got your sister kid? You know very well he owns a farm, a wee bit out of the town. Up get down to that gee imagine and let Mr. McGuire sit down. Well, the first time I met her was at that dance at Donaghadee. I very kindly asked her would she dance a step with me. I asked if I could see her home and she'd be going my way. Oh, and over I come in at the door, you can hear the old one say, Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire and he's got your sister kid? You know very well he owns a farm, a wee bit out of the town. I get out to that gee impotent friend, let Mr. McGuire sit down. But now that we are married, her mommy's changed her mind, because I spent the money that me daddy left behind. Now she hasn't got the decency to give me time of the day. Oh, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mom say, Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the draft. Can't you see it's Al McGuire? He nearly drives me daft.
I don't know what you're selling, but he's always on the chair. So Sophia R and W and R, you're going to acquire the chair. Diddly don't allow the load alone.
And sit where you are, and don't you dare to give old Maguire the chair, from the Irish Rovers. I think it was on last week's programme, friends, that I played Anne Marie O'Riordan's version of Hard Times Come Again No More. During the week, a friend of mine contacted me and said, have you heard Day Dannon's version? So I had a look among my Day Dannon collection, and there it was. Their wonderful arrangement, Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More. Yes, slightly longer track than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. I love the harmony there. That was Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More. Now, another request from an email I got during the week said, Joe, on last week's programme, you played the Chieftains singing the Galway Shore. Is there any chance, Joe, that you could play it again? I tuned into the programme in the middle of that particular track, and I'd love to hear it again. Okay, this is for Sue, who's one of my regular contributors, email-wise. The Chieftains and the Galway Shore.
Near in the month of May. I spied a damsel, she was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew." I fed the blackbird, the stag of Arney, poor Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I took and rode for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said, "Goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl." She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Now, friends, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, I've got lots of styles and types and genre of music to pick from. Here, for example, I'm going way back in time for a lovely recording of a song that we all know so well. I'm speaking, of course, of Danny Boy. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of versions of this. But I want you to listen to a lovely old recording by a very young-sounding Joseph Locke. Joseph Locke was a huge hit in the 50s and early 60s. Wherever he appeared in England, there were packed houses. Listen to Joseph Locke with his rather quaint Northern Ireland accent and his version of Danny Boy.
Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and summer's gone, and all the flowers roads are dying. 'Tis you, 'tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. A Danny boy, a Danny boy, I love you so. And all the flowers are dying. If I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the spot where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me, and I shall hear though soft you tread above me, and though my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For ye will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to
Joseph Locke and his interpretation of the song Danny Boy. And I have to confess, friends, that I once had the great privilege of accompanying Joseph Locke singing that very same song at a function I was attending in Dublin. He was also there and somebody asked him to get up and sing. And he asked me if I could play it. I could, of course, and he sang it. And that, listening to that, brings me back happy memories. From one song that we all know so well to another song that's regularly played and sung when Irish people get together for a bit of a hooly. I'm going to my favourite Irish duo now, Foster and Allen. The last time I played a version of this track, I think it was Sean Dunphy. Take a listen to how Foster and Allen treat The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. And I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever her dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the Rose of Summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.